act on the particle label that distinguishes protons and neutrons in a way that is mathematically the same as the way that ordinary rotations in three dimensions act on the spins of particles like protons and neutrons or electrons. With this example in mind, until the 1960s, many physicists tacitly assumed that the internal symmetry transformations that leave the laws of nature unchanged had to take the form of rotations in some internal space of two, three, or more dimensions, like the rotations of protons and neutrons into one another. The textbooks on the application of symmetry principles to physics then available, including the classic books of Hermann Weyl and Eugene Wigner, barely gave any hint that there were other mathematical possibilities. It was not until a host of new particles was discovered in cosmic rays, and then at accelerators like the Bevatron in Berkeley in the late 1950s, that a wider view of the possibilities of internal symmetries was forced on the world of theoretical physics. These particles seemed to fall into families that were more extensive than the simple proton-neutron pair of twins. For instance, the neutron and proton were found to bear a strong family likeness to six other particles known as hyperons, of the same spin and similar mass. What sort of internal symmetry could give rise to such extended kinship groups? Around 1960, physicists studying this question began to turn for help to the literature of mathematics. It came to them as a delightful surprise that mathematicians had, in a sense, already catalogued all possible symmetries. The complete set of transformations that leaves anything unchanged, whether a specific object or the laws of nature, forms a mathematical structure known as a group, and the general mathematics of symmetry transformations is known as group theory. Each group is characterized by abstract mathematical rules that do not depend on what it is that is being transformed, just as the rules of arithmetic do not depend on what it is we are adding or multiplying. The menu of the types of families that are allowed by any particular symmetry of the laws of nature is completely dictated by the mathematical structure of the symmetry group. Those groups of transformations that act continuously, like rotations in ordinary space, or the mixing of electrons and neutrinos in the electroweak theory, are called Lie groups, after the Norwegian mathematician Sophus Lie. The French mathematician Élie Cartan had, in his 1894 thesis, given a list of all the simple Lie groups from which all others could be built up by combining their transformations. In 1960, Gell-Mann and the Israeli physicist Yuval Nyaman independently found that one of these simple Lie groups, known as SU3, was just right to impose a family structure on the crowd of elementary particles